Welcome to Molly and Pete Save Everything. I wanted to say Christmas. It's coming soon.
It is. Coming up at the end of October is the first Hallmark Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm Molly.
I'm Pete.
And we have some things on our list to talk about.
We saw a movie.
We did. It's
in
very
the theater.
Exciting.
Like, we went out.
I said, do you want to go see a movie? And you were like, oh, that sounds fun. And I was like, okay, do you want to go see a movie about running, but also go to two running stores before we go to the movie? And I'm going to wear sweatpants. A hot date.
Of course that we choose a movie about running.
Okay, so that movie, Brittany Runs a Marathon, came out. And mm-hmm. we like movies that are set in New York. We like, yeah. like small, charming movies, and so it seems like something that we would
right not a superhero to be found
like. I wasn't like forcing you to.
No, it was on my list.
Yeah, so it was fine, but my review of it is not enough running.
Which is ludicrous. It's not a documentary about a woman trying to run the New York
I
marathon.
Said after we saw, I was like, they didn't even show her using gels. Whenever we watch something that's radio is part of it,
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of criticism.
Yeah,
they just got a lot of things weirdly wrong. It was fine, whatever.
Well, you complain that their fun run was only 2 miles or
no, she ran with a running group and they were only running 2 miles. Also, the bibs look like they had just like printed them out from on a printer. Whatever, there's just a lot. I'm not gonna get into this.
It's a funny movie. It's cute.
Sweet.
It's sweet.
It has a good message.
It's the perfect amount of running if you're not a crazy obsessive runner.
It did make me want to run the New York Marathon, and I did get kind of choked up when she was running the marathon at the end.
Yeah.
So,
spoiler alert.
It's in the title.
Oh,
of the
that's
movie.
Right. Friday Night Lights is not all about football.
No, that's true. Yeah, all right. That's a good point. But the rest of Friday Night Lights is better than the rest of Brittany Runs a Marathon. But there was very little running in it. Or talking about
I don't
about
know
running.
What. I really don't. She was running all the time.
Oh, they waste our time. Like, they're always going out to eat tacos. They were always going out to eat tacos. And then she would talk about the running while they were eating tacos.
Which is
I'm
very.
Like, do the running.
That's exactly what running is, talking about running.
But I'd rather see the, like, I want to see her, like, running in, like, Central Park. I want to see her running across the Williamsburg Bridge. Like, I want to see running in New York. I don't care about them just, like, eating tacos and talking about
this is not the right movie for that. You need to find a different movie, a documentary about running in New York. Because this is a work of fiction based on a real story. But it was fine. And the movie-going experience as a whole was pretty good.
Yeah, though we were in like a theater with assigned seats, and I was still nervous that someone was going to make us move.
Well, there was a lot of
there was
despite
like this,
having assigned seats, there were still some irritating people in the theater questioning where their seat is.
We got there. We were like one of the first people to get in there, and like this guy comes in like right before it starts, and he went down the whole aisle to make sure that people were like their drinks were in the right cup holders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There was that.
Was this the guy who? It was like a 5-row theater and nice, comfy,
like
reclining chairs,
seats,
reclining seats. And unfortunately, the guy that was in front of us was reclined and was wearing flip flops.
Uh-huh.
So you have to look at his feet.
Ew, I didn't even notice that.
It was gross.
Yeah, yeah.
Despite how dark the theater was, I could still see his white feet.
Oh, gross. I miss that.
Yeah.
But I think this is how they have to like bribe people to go to movies now, is that you get like they've taken out like 2/3 of the seats and put in these like reclining seats. So it's the only way to get people out.
But for the most part, once the movie started, it was good.
Yes, it was.
Not a lot of people on their phones.
Yeah.
Only a couple. Only the one person in front of us texting wasn't.
I didn't notice that either. I was focused on the movie.
Seething about how much little running there was portrayed.
There's so much good material in running.
Well,
better. I'm way more interested in the specificities of running than like some generic storylines about like.
This is not that movie.
About her friends. I mean, they were just like, it was like they just shook up, like, what kind of problems can people have, like very generic problems. I'm like, you've got so much good stuff here with running, don't waste your time on those dumb problems.
Well, you know, one of my goals in life is to make a movie, a mockumentary style movie, a Christopher Guest style movie about a running group.
That's a great idea.
Like the Glenn Glens, perhaps.
Well, or just any, not even us. We're kind of like, we're on the normal end of the spectrum, but.
But there's so many peculiarities in each character, you know. I think that would be a nobody steal this idea because I will make this film.
Start working on it.
I don't know how. I've never made a film. I don't know how to use a camera.
Start writing the script. I don't think you would necessarily have to be in charge of all of it. You could just like write the script for it.
Yeah. I might just have to come to Glen Glen's to observe. I don't need to be. It's not like
like a ride along.
Yeah. But I don't have to be in costume or anything. You would know that I was.
So you're going to infiltrate us and then start writing things about us. These are like private conversations and things that happen. It's all confidential.
It's not. I wouldn't do anything specific, but I know that a lot of your runner issues are very. You know, a lot of runners have the same problems.
Well, so
that movie I understand would deal with. 99% would be running focused.
You can, you know, okay, so I did get into the Boston Marathon. That happened this week, which was really exciting.
You did, congratulations.
It was very exciting. There's so much build up to it. I didn't know if it would live up to the hype, the moment of getting in, and it did. It was really exciting. Yeah, so that, I think like we're kind of too normal. I think you need to look on Facebook to get the real crazy.
And infiltrate their group?
Yeah. No, just I think you can just observe things just from what people write on Facebook. Though in running groups,
but you have to kind of embed yourself to really get the intricacies.
That's true. All right, you're gonna start getting up at 4:55 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Then run.
That is
you are
goal.
A Glen Glen.
Yeah, technically, I guess we also want to write a Hallmark Christmas movie, of course. So two scripts that we need to start. Maybe every night, just bring out the laptop, just jot a couple things down. That's how people do it.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'll be winning an Independent Spirit Award.
For your Hallmark Christmas movie. You break through the barrier. Finally, a Hallmark Christmas movie wins an award.
Recognition it finally deserves.
It moves around the festival circuit. And
I know we're not the newest people to be fans of Hallmark Christmas movies. But I feel that it's taken on a new level of...
Yeah.
Popularity.
Well, obviously, if they're adding so many movies every year and like showing them year round, that there's demand.
And now Second City is doing like a parody of Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, they are.
Yeah,
I guess I knew that. Maybe.
Yeah, I think you showed it to me. You're very busy with running and talking about running. And
we're not going to talk about movies. Last week, I was like, I talked about running too much, and you were like, no, it was fine. And then my friend was listening to the podcast, and she was like, I loved it. It was all about running.
I know. Which, I mean, and I really appreciate that the Glen Glens and Leah and Darren, especially, they listen to the podcast and they're always really nice about it. But we really need to branch out of two people.
I said, I don't even want to talk about running at all this week. And that's all we've talked about. All right. So let's move on to this is kind of related to it, though. Our smelly car. So I had to have an intervention with you this week about I was really nervous about it. You would go to Orange Theory and like... drive, and then I would get in the car after you to go to work, and it was like the seatbelt would be wet from sweat, mm-hmm. and the seat would be wet from mm-hmm. sweat, and it would smell really bad, and I would be like have just showered and like all clean, and it was just I would feel so gross, mm-hmm. and so you know I felt like it was kind of like a sensitive. I didn't want you to. I don't know.
I knew it was happening.
I didn't want it to be like embarrassing or something if I brought it up. It was also the smell was like really rank.
You also run and you also, it's not, I felt.
Yeah, but I don't normally get in the car
solely
after
blaming,
I run.
Blaming this on me for
the
smell.
It's pretty rare, maybe once a week I get in the car after I run. So I wasn't getting in the car and then then getting in the car later and realizing, oh, I really sweat on this. So.
So you set down some rules for me.
I had some requests.
I understand.
And you were very nice about it. I appreciate it because I was really worried about like saying something because I didn't want to be mean about it.
There are certain days where I'll really sweat at Orange Theory, where you have to run 23 minutes straight.
We know that you like to get on the treadmill at the end
mm-hmm.
because you sweat so much that it like... projects out.
Yeah.
And so you like to have all the room to really clean
your
treadmill.
I need to get down on the floor.
Yeah.
Which reminds me that, you know, I once sweat on a person.
Yeah.
And she yelled at me for sweating on her.
And we've never seen her again.
We've never seen her again.
Maybe she just comes at a different, maybe her schedule changes.
Yeah,
she just comes
I don't know. Yeah, I know that my shorts sometimes are really wet. And my shirt is wet. And I know, I realize what I'm doing when I get it. Even when I'm putting on the seatbelt, I understand that, oh, this is gross. This is wet. It's going to be wet.
So and I just politely requested that you maybe bring a change of clothes or a towel or something. Mm-hmm. And you haven't. It's been a lot better. So I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So problem solved.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I just want to get the car detailed. I've been Febrezing it every day. Like I keep the Febreze in the car, and like I Febreze everything at night. Like when I get home, and then I close the door so it like sits in there all night.
So nothing escapes during that 2 seconds. I mean, it's not even that bad. I mean, I suppose I prefer to just go to Orange Theory, leave, get in the car, and come home.
Yeah,
my time is very limited.
Yeah, I know it does take extra time. Things, but. Yeah, you have to rush home to hurry and shower so that you can sit for 2 hours and watch somebody yelling about Antonio Brown. So
it's part of my regimen. Very strict.
I have to get home, and I'm like, okay, hurry, let me get your lunch made. Okay, what time are you like leaving right now? You're like, no, I don't have to leave for 2 hours.
It's part of my process.
I know not to mess with that time.
it's all true. That cuts in to,
I like, I'll stop, like sometimes, like I don't go to Orange Theory with you, I've done it earlier or something or whatever, our schedules are just off, and I'll be in the shower when you get home and you're like standing at the door like, all right, come on, let's get out. I gotta get to my,
it's like eight, this is like 8:30, and I don't have to leave for work until like 11.
So it's either whatever they're talking about, that whoever they're talking about that day, it's either Antonio Brown or LeBron James. Yeah. It's one of the two.
Dallas Cowboys sometimes season. It's usually the top three topics. And even the other day, I left and I was sweaty. So I did change my shirt. I went into the bathroom and changed my shirt. But I was like, I don't feel like bringing another pair of shorts. It's more laundry.
I'm
like, I'll just do the towel. I'll put the towel. And then I put the towel in, and the towel doesn't sit right on the chair, and the back of the towel falls in the back of the seat, so it's in the back of my back, and I don't like it. Just know that this is a huge sacrifice.
Well, I appreciate it to not have to smell like stinky, like sour sweat. Yeah, all
it's
day.
No, it's gross. Even now, I mean,
I'd ask my assistant, like, do I come in and smell really bad because I'm just sitting in that sweaty seat? So whatever day it was this week, I had my breaking point on it, and I told her too. I was like, does this sound mean to say? Like, I ran it by her first.
And we've been in, when we go to Whole Foods afterwards, we'll be walking down the aisle and I'll notice.
You love to talk about how much you stink. And it's just.
I don't love to talk about it. I just want to point it out.
Don't point it out.
I know
it's
happening.
I might not even notice it if you don't point it out. Like, talking about it just makes it worse. I'm like, oh yeah, you do. I might not have noticed it otherwise. So
the car still kind of stinks.
Yeah, it's better. And again, I said, now that we've got this solved, I'm going to go get it detailed. So I wanted to like get this solved first so that I didn't go and like do that. And then like you just stink it up again.
Well, the message has been heard.
Thank you. All right.
So another thing that I like to do is watch football on Sundays. And a big Bears game coming up, a 3 o'clock game. It was very exciting. I'm like, oh yeah, this. And I've worked two of the three Bears games, so it's like, oh, finally now I got a bunch in a row where I could settle in and watch the Bears.
Yeah.
And very particular about my snacks.
All week you were talking about when you were going to go get your snacks. The plan to go get your snacks.
I know. I was planning on going. Today is Sunday. The Bears game starting in a few hours. I was going to go Saturday and get some Diet Coke, which you don't like when I drink Diet Coke for some reason. So I feel sometimes
this podcast has just become the things that I don't like.
So there's been times where I've hidden Diet Coke.
So I became Diet Coke sober this year. Yeah, I gave up Diet Coke. I haven't had a Diet Coke all 2019.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, it's just...
It
like,
grosses you out.
Yeah, and like, it's the like, it's the sip and then the like, kind of like burp thing.
It does often give me hiccups, and I know that can be annoying. So I was going to get some snacks and some Diet Cokes, because I don't want to make you buy Diet, and I don't drink Diet Coke. I'll drink
it's
Diet-
not like you make, you're asking me to get a steak or something. I know. And but then I feel like when I buy it, I'm like enabling you. I feel like you're better than Diet Coke. You don't need it. It's like a crutch.
I don't drink it at all during the week.
Yeah.
It's just pretty much Sunday afternoons, or sometimes with pizza at dinner, like on the weekend or something. And I do want to get away from it, but I don't like LaCroix.
Yeah.
I have LaCroix. I am looking for another Coke-style option. Because I'm fine with moving from it, but I can't. I haven't found a replacement. I know it took me a long time to find a cream, a new creamer.
My mom also loves Diet Coke, and she loves, you like just basic Diet Coke, like classic Diet Coke. My mom loves like the flavors, and she gets excited when you come over because she knows you, like, you're the other Diet Coke drinker in the family, and she's like, oh, I've got the new, you've got to try the new flavor. Yeah.
And I love the flavors, so I just don't think about getting them.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I was all, I'm all right, on Saturday, I'm going to go get my snacks, go get my Diet Coke, so I'll be all set for Sunday. But then you had to pick up a few things on Friday, and you asked me if I needed anything. And then you asked me if you wanted me to get the snacks and the Diet Coke, and I felt guilty about it because I know
I'm happy to do it.
I know, like the snacks, I don't. But I do have, you know, I know that you don't like when I drink Diet Coke.
It's fine.
I know, but it's a personal thing. So you texted me.
It's not like you're trying to give up cigarettes and I'm trying to get you to give them up and I still buy them for you or whatever. It's not such a big deal.
That's true. And so you were at Target and you text me. You said, what pretzel shape do you want? Oh, no, you were ordering Target.
I was saying Target delivered, yeah.
What pretzel shape do you want? I'm ordering Target delivery. So I text you back the little emoji for a pretzel, the classic pretzel look.
Yeah.
Shaped like a pretzel, like the like the only style that a pretzel.
If you're gonna draw a pretzel, that's what you're gonna draw.
And then your response was, AKA the lamest. Like, what is the matter with the classic pretzel style?
You could go nuggets. You could go rods. You could go like Bavarian style. It's just like, it just seems like it's such a throwaway. Like when you're on a plane and that's what they give you, it's such a disappointment. So many better options.
So I said, those are good for mustard dipping because I like to dip my pretzels in mustard.
Also lame.
Why is that a lame
it's such
snack?
An unsubs. Like, I would make you like vegan nachos with like cheese, queso, and beans, and avocado. But your preference is just to like
I don't
sit
think
alone.
Ever... Yeah, I don't think you've ever offered that.
You could have requested it.
Yeah.
You know, I would have like totally.
Yeah, you would have
made a fun like a fun dip.
Yeah, and you all like if you're around on a Sunday afternoon, you will make.
I feel like it's like some of the last things you hold on to about like your like bachelor years.
Yeah, because that's what. Yeah, I would totally have the basic. What's the brand?
Roll Gold
classic pretzel, and I'd get a bowl. Some mustard in the bowl.
This is the worst. It's so just like dry and
so when I said those are good for mustard dipping, you responded with an emoji that is just the side eyes and those.
I really like this emoji. It's like a flat face.
The eyes are just like flat.
It's like unimpressed. I really like when I use that emoji. I was like, I should use this one all the time. It's really good.
So then I was like, well, I'm not tied to the classic pretzel style. That's just what I'm used to.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll let you pick another style if you think they are good for mustard dipping. What's the matter with that?
Mustard is not a dip. It's a condiment. All right, go on.
And then he said, what if I pick the style called chips?
So much better.
I'm not opposed to chips. Again, I am not tied to pretzels.
You had dreams of this combination. I'm not going to mess that up. I got the...
You did. Yeah, you did. I
fulfilled. I got you a bunch of creams. I got all the things you wanted.
And I had
bar soap.
I have to admit, though, when I opened the cabinet and I saw the pretzels, I was like, that is kind of... No, I was like, that's kind of... It is kind of boring. I wouldn't mind something else a little bit more exciting. Last week we talked about a thing that I like to do is have a drink and put it something in my mouth and then kind of like drink the thing at the same time.
Yeah, a lot of people like this.
A lot of people like this. Yeah. I think the mustard and pretzel is like a classic combination. Like
you think a lot of people like
butter.
This?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think of mustard as a dip per se, but when we go to like Jeans and they have pretzels, it's always they have various styles of mustards.
Yeah.
Kind of like just the plain yellow mustard. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll go a little fancier with a Dijon or
horseradish
style, but those then that's a whole nother issue.
I think you've gone through periods where you want a fancy option and a basic option.
Right.
Yeah.
If the horseradish style, I'll eat it too fast and my mouth burns. That ends up being not really a pleasant experience because it's hot. So thank you, though, for...
I'm glad I could make your dreams come true. So you had something funny happen. Was it this week at work?
I think so.
Or last week?
Maybe last week. So we, on Extension 720 with Justin Kaufman, we have guests come in and they'll do their segment. And then after their appearance is over, I'll usually take a picture of Justin with the guest and put it up on the website along with the post. So we had this woman in who was talking about something that you were very interested in, a play about insurance. An art show about insurance. So she came in, she talked about that, and I walked in there. Normally, I'll get the guest, so like I'll introduce myself, but she arrived at a weird time where I couldn't. I was playing the commercials or something, so Justin had to get her, and so I had never spoken to her until I walked in to take her photo. And I walked in kind of, and she's like, "Oh, are you Tito?" And I was like, "What?" I'm like, "Tito?" I'm like, "No." She's like, "What's your name?" I'm like, "Pete."
So how did she come up with Tito is the question.
My guess is that Justin said, "Come over here, we'll take a picture. Pete will take your picture."
And it sounded like Tito. She also called Justin Jason, though, too.
That's right. I don't think that was the same problem.
Jason and Tito in the mornings. Why would you assume Tito?
Yeah. Or don't even say anything.
Yeah, she was confident in her Tito. The rescue I work with, we pulled a kitten this week, and our friend Elizabeth is fostering it, and I saw the sad photo of it at the shelter, and I sent it to you, and you were like, "Who is this?" And I said, "It's Tito." He's more of a Tito than you are.
Like, Sticker's our oldest dog. She calls me PJ. Zuzu, our other dog, calls me Mr. Pete.
Yep.
I mean, I feel like Keith.
Yeah, Keith calls you Mr. Pete, too.
Keith calls me Tito.
Oh, Keith.
Keith, our new cat, calls me Tito.
He thinks your name is Tito.
He's just a little too young. He heard somebody say it. I feel like
does Lemur call you?
I don't think he calls me anything.
That guy.
It reminded me of my friend Mike Ford. He still has a brother. His name is Brian Ford, and our friend Matt was calling Mike up one day, and Brian answered the phone. Brian was like 10 or 12 years younger than us. I've brought Brian up on the podcast before as someone who stole all my baseball cards when I was a kid.
Podcast regular Brian.
So Matt's calling Mike. Brian picks up the phone. Matt, for some reason, decides to say, like, "Oh, is this Leslie?" I don't know.
That's even weirder than Tito.
And Brian's like, "No, this is Mike's brother, Brian." He's like, "Oh, I don't know. I thought your name was Leslie. I don't know where it came from." So, needless to say, for the next 30 years, we called Brian Leslie. Yeah. That was his name.
You guys love nicknames.
Yeah. We got Big Fat Dope, Dibba, JW.
Zippy.
LW Zippy is my nickname. It's part of the squirrels. I'm part of the squirrels congregation.
Well, now it's Tito.
I like Tito.
So now I've told this to my friends and they call you Tito now too. So on the Friday night was also the same exciting night as the Target order. I was ordering delivery because I had to work like a really long day, really late, and that the weather was crazy that day. I was having like all these computer problems. You know, I don't know if like something was like something was out or something somewhere. Anyway, I was having like all these computer problems, and the girl who has the studio next to mine, who comes, you've been there when she's been there, she comes in the evenings. I try to like leave before she's there, and she plays crazy loud music. Yeah. Crazy loud music. And she got there, and I was like at my like wit's end with my computer and then the loud music, and I was just like, I just have to leave and go home.
It was a stormy day, and we can't leave her alone.
Yeah.
When it storms, or else we wouldn't have a house anymore.
Yeah.
Because she'll destroy it. And so you were out doing stuff in the morning.
Yeah, I was running
before I had to leave for work. But then it started storming. I had to leave for work, and it started storming. I'm like, I can't leave the dog. Yeah. You have to come back. And then you ended up having to drive me to work. So you were behind. Yeah, you were behind the eight ball already that day.
So I got home, and I thought I was texting you, and I texted...
You're in a bunch of different text groups.
There's a lot of communication that goes on throughout the day. So I had been texting with my friends Amanda and Leah, and so I thought I was texting you, and I said, Chip and Dot were snuggled on the bed. Those are our foster cats, and it was cute. And then I said, I don't know what time to go to Orange Theory. Those are my texts. And I didn't hear anything back from you, and that would be weird to not hear anything back from you. So I looked, I'm like, why hasn't he responded? And I realized I had texted Amanda and Leah those texts instead, and I was like, oh, those were for Pete. It was like a long day, my brain was dead. But you guys can enjoy these two. And Amanda was laughing, and so I said, those two texts pretty much sum up our relationship. Covers all the bases.
They do. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more, to be honest.
Accidentally just texting. I do it all the time.
Oh, do you?
Good thing I pretty much, all my texts are pretty much safe.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, most of mine are as well. But I mean, there's been times where I've called Justin Lovey. I'll say, kind of like, hey, Lovey.
In a text form or in real life?
Oh, in real, like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we just ignore it. We don't address it.
That's really weird. I've never done that. I don't call Rachel Lovey.
Not at all?
No.
Ever by accident?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, I've done that before.
I don't confuse times. Her with you.
It's not even confusing Justin with you. It's just, I'm so used to saying, like, what? Hi, Lovey. Or,
I can't believe you never talked about it. Does he know that that's like what you call me? Or does he think that sometimes you want to call him Lovey?
No, I think he's... I think he knows, because I think he has been a recipient of a...
Accidentally.
How are you, Lovey? Text that I would
Again,
say.
If you haven't explained it to him, he might think that you call him Lovey.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, because we don't address it
at all. I
think
he'd have a conversation about this.
I didn't say, like, oops, sorry. Just, like, let it go. Just let it fester out there.
So many weird things.
I mean, if Justin sent me something like that, I would know that it was probably for his wife.
Yeah, yeah. But we do it all the time.
I've only done it a few times. I mean, I kind of appreciate the... I'm not going to acknowledge this. It's fine.
All right, it's time for the main event of this podcast.
Oh.
We're going to talk about our toaster and our coffee maker. We teased it on the last episode. I know you've all been waiting for this.
Mary Sandberg, my coworker and boss, it was funny because she had listened, and then her first text about the podcast was like, what's the matter with your toaster and your coffee maker?
They don't work, but we force them to keep going. They don't want to do it anymore, but we're making them.
The coffee maker is just, you know, your generic coffee maker, which everybody has in their house. If you're just a regular, you know, we're not having...
There's something fancy about it.
Fancy about it, yeah. You know, you make the coffee and you turn the switch on.
Yeah.
And it starts brewing, and then at some point it just turns off.
Shuts off, yeah.
And so if you're not paying attention...
You get a half-made pot, you get cold coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, like, or once the pot is... It's brewed all the way, it'll turn off, and it'll be cold.
So whoever of us has it first gets good coffee, and the other person has cold coffee.
So there's a lot of times where...
Because it's supposed to, like, stay hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a period of time.
The burner is supposed to be on when that thing's on. So most of my time while I'm drinking coffee is hovering over the coffee maker, making sure
it's like, making breakfast and stuff, and I see it. Shut up, I know. And turn it back on.
So, and then the toaster... The coffee maker is not that old.
Maybe it's like six years old.
Yeah, I guess that's probably... You probably could get...
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the lifespan of a regular coffee maker is worth. The toaster is probably around the same time.
Oh, it is?
Or is it older?
No, you had the coffee maker before me.
The coffee maker?
Yeah. Oh. No, I'm sorry, the toaster.
Okay, so the toaster is over 10 years old then, probably. It doesn't, the lever doesn't stick. So you have to hold, if you want to make a piece of toast, you have to hold that lever down the whole time and just watch your, essentially waste your day watching bread toast. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing this for 6 months.
We just
toasters aren't that expensive.
No, but then I look at them and I get really overwhelmed, but I don't know what to buy. Like I've looked at like a store and there were just too many options and I didn't know what to buy. And I've like done research online and then I like look on Amazon. It's just a mess. I don't know. I think you just need to go to Target
or we just need to go to Target and just pick one.
That's what I tried to do. And it was like, I had to leave the aisle. It was too hard.
Cause I think that's what I did with this one. I think I just picked that and it's kind of looks like a,
It's nice.
An old stereo or something on the side.
I remember when I first started dating you, I was like, oh, he has a nice toaster.
And it's not anything special. Basic toaster, two-slice toaster. Any special gimmicks or anything. There's nothing fancy. I think we just go and not look at it. Yeah. Pick one, mm-hmm. not look at any others, and just get it. Because it's better than just standing over there.
What about the coffee maker? That's when I feel like I need some guide. Like, if anybody wants to tell us the coffee maker that they love.
Again, I feel like there's so many options where you just kind of...
Just go buy a new version of this one.
Yeah. Which I believe I bought at Macy's.
No, yeah. We bought it at Woodfield Macy's. Why were we there?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, these were like back in the day you had to drive out to Macy's to buy things. I don't know.
I think maybe we had to go to IKEA for something and stopped there and picked up a toaster.
No, a coffee maker.
A coffee maker, excuse me. I feel like most of my stuff prior to you was purchased at Macy's because it was right off my train stop.
Yeah.
And that's the only place I'd ever shop.
That's how my brother is. He buys like everything at, it's like right by his office.
Yeah.
It's by the train.
Socks or underwear, shirts, pants, anything was always at Macy's.
Yeah.
And then there's part of me that was like, oh, they're broken. Maybe for Christmas, I'll get you.
Please don't give me a toaster for Christmas.
I'll get you a toaster for Christmas. But, it wouldn't be the primary gift.
Let's just buy one.
Wouldn't it be fun to get like a toaster?
No.
I know that we use them a lot, but I think we just can't overthink this or else you'll drive yourself batty. We just go.
I went to Target, like, I'm just going to buy both of these things. And I like left and cried. I couldn't figure it out.
But I think this one is relatively fancy because it has a timer and a self cleaner. I've never used either of those things. I think I'd rather have
a better basic one.
Yeah, I think I tried to set the clock once.
We just need one that makes coffee.
Yeah, exactly. A basic.
And a toaster that makes toast.
Right. Where you don't have to stare at the toaster. I'm like, is it getting too... You pop it up to see, like, oh, it's still not good. It's still not toasted enough. And
every now that you hit it and it works and it's like... It's I know, magic. It's magic.
But yeah, I guess if you have a brand of toaster / coffee maker, send
that
it
you
to...
you love.
Where do you send things to again?
On Facebook they can find you. What did we decide on?
I don't know. We should get a show email.
Okay. Well, for now you can find at Peter Zim on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook.
Yeah, if you have a brand that you're loyal to. What's our price limit? Like $500 for the coffee maker?
That seems really high.
I'm just kidding.
Like $150.
Oh, really? I was thinking like $50.
No, I feel like it should be at least $100, right? If we went to last more than 6 years.
That does seem like a long time to have these. A 10-year toaster? That seems like it's had a good
100-ish
run.
For a coffee maker and like 30 to 40 for a toaster, right? Under 50 for a toaster probably, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It's been so long since I bought a toaster.
How much did they go for these days? Okay, we want to talk about one more thing.
Okay.
So Saturday Night Live debuted last night, and we can't stay up that late, so we had to watch it this morning. It's kind of our tradition to watch it on a Sunday morning.
We can't stay up until 10:30 because you have to get up early on Sunday morning to go running.
You fall asleep. Yeah, don't just blame it on me.
Yeah, I mean, this is great. This is perfect.
No. Well, so we have our tradition that we watch it on Sundays just so we can watch it and complain about how unfunny it is. But
And it was pretty unfunny.
Yeah, I don't know. Very few laughs, one or two little moments. And you were saying like, gosh, they had all summer to work on this and this is the best that they could do.
Yeah, some of the, you know, the generic sketches, the Cheeto sketch and
there were a couple of funny
sketch
moments, but pretty weak. But there
when
was
Joe Biden compared himself to a straw. That was
a plastic straw.
Good. That was funny.
Other political sketch about how like all the people getting excited about the possibility of the impeachment, but nothing's going to happen. Keenan keep saying nothing's going to happen was funny too. But anyway, people who watch Saturday Night Live will enjoy that. But like, who even watches Saturday Night Live anymore? I don't think like people even watch it that much.
I think
anymore.
People do. Yeah, I mean, especially now when you know politics is just such, you know, a part of the cultural.
We always talk about like your circle versus my circle. Sometimes they don't
overlap
the same
or whatever. Yeah,
pop culture. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but there was a sketch that we thought was really funny that was about apple going like apple picking. It was totally so. It was like Kate McKinnon and Aidy Bryant talking about like they own an apple orchard where you can come apple picking, and like these two like kind of spinster sisters, and they said in the part of New York that still has Confederate flags,
perfect.
New York State that still has Confederate flags, and so they were like, these are the different kinds of apples that we have, and it was like big and soft, small and hard, on the ground, like they were all like rotten and on the ground. So Woody Harrelson played like their farm hand who would take people to the one tree that was like producing that year. So we went apple picking a couple years ago in Michigan, and we were really excited.
I think it was in Indiana.
Oh really?
Yeah,
like we were super excited to do it, like people talk about it, and I remember like being a kid and like the apples were so good or whatever, and we went and there's like this huge parking lot and pretty much everyone's there just like inside eating, like everyone's inside eating thing, like meat, like hot dogs or something. Everybody's inside having like some kind of meat snack. Then you go out there and they like drive you really far somewhere, and we're like, wait, and there's no apples.
They're all
on the ground, they were all rotten. We did not understand at all.
I think we got 5 apples for $50.
Yeah, so it was like everything they said in this sketch was what we experienced, where you buy a bag of apples for $40 that would cost you $4 in the store, and there's a perfect time to pick apples, and you always just missed it.
Yeah,
so we can't have been alone in this experience.
Yeah, I think apple picking is one of the biggest scams that has been thrust upon the American public, because I don't know anybody that has had a good experience actually apple picking. And maybe if you have kids, like if there's rides or something.
Yeah.
There's a funny part in the sketch where it was like we have
the petting zoo.
Yeah, the petting zoo.
We found some animals and put them in jail. Like the other attractions that they have.
I don't know anybody that has said, oh yeah, we went apple picking, it was great, we got so many apples, it was just a wonderful day.
But it was very validating that that kind of experience made it all the way to like a sketch on Saturday Night Live.
And I remember, because I don't think I had been apple picking ever when we went, so I did kind of had this
idyllic. I hadn't been since I was a kid, but I had always wanted to go.
It was a beautiful fall day. Yeah, we get there and all the apples are on the ground. I'm like, is this how it's supposed to be? I'm on the ground looking at these apples, like, and they're all gross.
There's like an
holes
actual like,
in
worm coming out of the hole.
I was like, what is happening here? What? How are people? And it was packed.
Yes, and I'm like, what are they doing? Like, we kept looking. Like, maybe there's a section we don't know about that there's actually apples. There's so many trees and so many sections. We kept getting on, like, the tractor that would take you around, like, with the hope that maybe we'd find some apples on a tree.
We drop us off
and
at another.
I'm just looking around, like, why is everybody here? Like, are we missing? Are we doing this wrong?
Everyone was duped.
Yeah, I think we had to pay like $10 to get in or something like that. Yeah.
And I don't think we went in November. I think we went kind of during, you know, peak apple picking season. I don't think it was too late, but yeah. I don't think there was one tree with apples on them.
No. No. There wasn't. No.
Are people going around and shaking the tree so much where the apples just fall? Or
I mean, they all like must come out at once and they just can't get like picked fast enough, I guess. I don't know. Why are they all on the ground?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not recommended. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, as always, for all the wonderful feedback. We really appreciate everyone listening. We will be back next week at some point, and we'll talk to you then.
Bye.